Never dasha. Has Rahi been behaving, or how has it been going?
I haven't seen him since last satsang.
Ah. Then you will hear from people around here what's been happening, because I have heard different stories already. Don't worry. Dhamma is happy, huh?
Yes.
Huh? New life, no? Hmm? There was a beautiful master called the Lao Tzu, which I love a lot. He loved nature, no? The natural way, Tao. He said, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, happy, you are living in the present. So easy. Then nothing more to say. Okay. But these masters, they have to go on talking, because simple things is so difficult to get. My God. Because that mind is always interfering. It seems like it's always interfering. Nothing has changed. 2,500 years since Lao Tzu. Truths are always truth. Huh? It's always new and is always ancient, just like the sun. Even then, people had problems. No, what to say about now? Sugandhi, you still here? What happened? Hmm? Where are you staying?
In Sumaira's house.
Who?
Sumaira's.
Sumaira's house. I was wondering where does she come from now, from what place she's come to satsang today? Huh? You are saying, beloved, who am I? What is happening with me? With my values, with my courage? Who am I? What really matters? Where is the gold, the golden heart? Please, beloved, find me, show me a light that I can follow. Break the wall that covers my eyes to see you. I don't want any more lies. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Face my loneliness, my fears, my boredom. Please, beloved, what is the path? Wherever I have done to go out of the way, it's in the past. I'm ready now to come back. I'm tired and so thirsty. Please let me see you again. Please, beloved, I miss you so much. I hate myself for what I have done. There is no excuses. I lied 1,000 times out of fear. What is the truth? What is the life we are looking for? Why so much suffering? We suffer in a golden bed. What is missing? If my consciousness is my God and it is built by lies, fears and greed, then how can I find peace? Who can find peace? In me there is just leftovers of a fragmented mind. I'm in pure despair, my Lord. How is it going now? Same?
I'm not thinking about this now. I just feel that sometimes when I am more alone, and I feel that these things come up again.
Things will always come up again and again till we understand. There's no way around it, you know? Things will always come up till there is nothing more to come up. That's why I say that everything will come up. Everything will come up. Because you are used to living in hiding, in darkness. Now you're coming in towards the light. You're starting seeing. But it still is not your light. It's the light that is here, in the clarity, that is reflected in me. Now your challenge is to find that clarity, no? But there is no clarity. And that is the courage I'm talking about. You have to face yourself. You have to see all your dark places, which is very uncomfortable. No? That's why it's almost impossible to go there. If you don't have that trust, if you don't have that longing. Look at the whole world. How they live, how people live, how this world functions. Do you think it's out of awareness? Do you think it's out of consciousness? Absolutely not. It takes great effort to wake up because the habit is that you are unconscious, you are a slave of the mind. So these things will always come up. And you've been lost in all kinds of things outside. You ask, who am I? What is happening with me, with my values, with my courage? I don't know. You have to find out. What I'm saying, it won't help you. You have to find out. That's the whole thing. Who are you? This who am I is just a device for you to start looking at yourself, to questioning yourself, who am I? So, when you say that you are just lost and you are desperately looking for peace and so much suffering, then you have to ask yourself, is this who I am? Is this who I am? No, you have to reject that because you are not that. Babaji is saying that you are not that. You are not that. Because you are not the mind. But that you don't know is not your realization. That means you have to work on yourself. You have to ask yourself again and again, is this me? Is this who I am? Is this the real? This panic, this suffering, this lostness, this confusion. You have to go deeper. That is what the Master is trying to reflect to you. You have to go deeper. The truth is easy, but the mind is not. And you are a slave of the mind. So you suffer. Because you haven't understood the workings of the mind. You haven't understood the workings of the emotions. You haven't understood yourself. And you cannot have peace if you don't know yourself. It's like you're living with an axe murderer. Outside they look totally fine. Oh, I thought this was my husband, but he's an axe murderer. You don't know what is under there. And that is your situation. You don't know yourself. And all the enlightened masters have said, you have to know yourself. The whole process is to know thyself. That is the courage I'm talking about. But depending on where you are in your stage of evolution, courage means different things. I have known people, they don't have the courage to leave their apartment to go shopping. And what I'm talking about is to leave yourself, which is your mind, which is your suffering identity, which is your ego. I had many people, they are very afraid to fly. They are very afraid of going in a boat. They are very afraid of going on a horse. They are very afraid of this and that and so many million things. So, the more you realize who you are, all these fears will go. This is just things that is holding you back. It doesn't help me to tell you that you are free. In reality, you are fearless. There is no fear. But that you haven't realized. You live in fear. So then you have to face this fear. That's the price of finding out who you are. You have to pay the price to be free. Otherwise, freedom won't come. You have to be worthy of love. Otherwise, love won't enter. You have to clean your temple. You are a temple for the God of love. But for the God of love to come, you have to be totally empty of all the darkness, of all the tricks, of all the lies, of all the fears, of all the anger, of all the comparison, of all the judgments, of all the reactions. You have to be totally empty. Peaceful, spacious. Only in that space it happens. And that's what happens when you have an insight, a glimpse. You don't do it, it happens. That suddenly you are in that space where everything is still, quiet, perfect. You have to ask, what happened with my courage? Who am I? What really matters? I don't know. You have to look at yourself. And you've been lost in the outside. You're always in the outside. Always occupied. Never looking at yourself. Always lost in some dramas. Always something to do, somewhere to go, something to fix. Never any time for yourself. This is how the whole human life is going. What do you know about courage? Nothing. You have to ask yourself, you have to come to that. What really matters? And maybe no, it has to come to a peak. It's bound to do that, because only out of friction, uncomfort, will you start waking up. You need shocks. You need suffering. Like Buddha said, life is suffering. Yeah. Many people, they don't even realize that life is suffering, what the Buddha is talking about. That is the masses. They just go on from 9 to 5, everything is fine. I just bought a new car, everything is fine. Little more intelligence, then people start seeing that I'm in suffering, I'm not happy. Which is happening more and more now in the West. Because we have everything, we should have such a happy lives. But nobody is happy. Less happy than ever. Because more and more things from the outside, and people get more and more lost from who they are. They have no idea. It's just an image. So how can the real then be happy? It's only the false. Always somewhere to go, to become. This is the stopping I'm talking about. You have to come to a point to stop. If you don't have the ears to understand what I'm talking about, then it will come to some kind of accident or friction or realization or climax from your own self, because it has to happen around me. It's bound to happen. And not everybody understands. But everybody enjoys, because everybody enjoys to sit in the sun. But not everybody has the courage and the intelligence and the maturity to really look at themselves and free themselves and understand themselves and know themselves. And take responsibility. Because it's so easy, and we've been doing it for lifetimes, just being occupied with the outside, with our dreams, with the family, with the children, with the work, to become, to get rich. It's the same story. What really matters? I don't know what really matters. That's what you have to ask yourself. Where is the goal, the golden heart? The golden heart is there, but it's hidden underneath all your unconsciousness. That is why Gurdjieff, he told even his people, you don't have a soul. You have to work to get a soul. This is exactly the reason, because what's the point of the master saying you have a heart, you have a soul, if you don't have a clue? Where is my heart? You have to find it. You have to work for it. You have to purify yourself. You have to be real. You have to drop all your lies, all your games. You have to study yourself. You have to be cleansed, to be purified. You have to find your heart, your golden heart. Then you start living that. Then you have a heart, then you have a soul. Everybody has a soul. And Gurdjieff knew that also, but he wanted to push his disciples. No? It's like believing in God and knowing God is a totally different thing. Please, beloved, find me, show me a light that I can follow. Why should I have found you, you are right here. For me it's easy, everything absolutely easy. But you don't take responsibility for yourself. I should find you, what? When are you going to start doing something? When are you going to start getting some oomph? When are you going to start taking responsibility? Or you're just living as stupid as you always has done and then complaining to me. Find me. I have found. There's no problem. You have to find. Still, you're putting it outside. Only you can find yourself. I can mirror you. I'm an invitation. The Master is an invitation for you to find yourself. Alone is almost impossible. But you have to use that invitation. Not just sit in the corner and just stuff yourself with ice cream because we have a party. You have to work also. It's very childish. Why should you beg me to find you? You have to pull yourself together. Show me a light that I can follow. I am the light. What more do you want? You are sitting in satsang and you're asking for the light. Break the wall that covers my eyes to see you. Again, asking me to break. Why can't you break? But you have to start, and you have to start with that understanding that you want. And you've always been busy. In the retreats also, I remember you always were busy, and some people are like that. You're always busy doing something. Any excuse not to look at yourself. You have to use the opportunity now. If you feel frustrated, if you have all these panic attacks, then freak out, for God's sake, freak out. Go banana. But you contain, you hold yourself. You hold yourself. You're so good to hold yourself that it's so much, and then you complain. Why don't you do something? Everything is available here. Start freaking out. Start cataracting, start emptying out. Forget about everything else. Forget about the golden heart. Just empty yourself out. It's like if you want to go here, up on the roof, you need a ladder. You cannot just jump. You have to start walking. You have to do the walk. I don't want any more lies. Great. What do I have to do? Stop lying. Stop playing games. Everything is so simple. But you are so entangled in your own mind, in your own drama, in your own personality, that you can't see. I'm saying this every satsang. Every satsang I'm spelling it out. If you had really ears, one satsang would be enough. One satsang would be enough for the rest of your life to meditate on, to go in. What do I have to do? Can't you feel? If you start listening to your body, even your physical body, you will feel what it wants. When the body is tired, I want to sleep. If it feels frustrated, angry, It wants to cut out, it wants to scream, it wants to cry. You have to allow yourself what you feel. The body is innocent, but you are holding yourself back. Then you suffer. And you are so used to suffering, and you start about you saying that you want to be free. But that is scary. Because who are you if you are free, if you are happy, if you are unburdened? You will lose yourself. And that's why you are afraid of letting go. Letting go of yourself. You don't know what is underneath, but you know very, very well your suffering, your mind, your complaining. And please help me. Please break me free. Please show me the way. Every day I show you the way. What do I have to do? What you have to do is to start walking, being real, stopping your lies, looking at yourself, being courageous. All these things that I have said 1,000 times, but you haven't done. What do I have to do? Face my loneliness, my fears, my boredom? Yes. You have to face everything. Everything. Because as you are totally fragmented. You are not one. You are many, 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 many. That's why one day you are very loving. One day you are very angry. One day you are very frustrated. One day you're very depressed. You are just a fragment of yourself. You don't know yourself. You have many, many, many masks. And it's painful to take them off because you think that is you. And how can you, one person, who are 1,000 persons, how can you find peace? It's impossible. Only when you are one. You have to go from those thousands of personalities, of masks, slowly, slowly tearing all those 999 false masks off. And some you think is really you. Till there is only one, the real face left. That's what the Zen master is saying. One meditation is, they say to the disciple, show me the face you had before you were born. What face did you have before you were born? Then the poor disciple has to go and meditate on that. Very, very hard. Then they come to the master and then they come with some answer. Just like we're doing in Who Am I? All that is just to empty out everything. There is no answer. What the master is for is the realization that you have a breakthrough. You cannot get the answer. You can only see things as they are. Something understand. Then it doesn't matter anymore. You are beyond question and answer, which belongs to language. You cannot... The truth is too big. God is too big to talk about. It is an inner realization. It's an experience. If you have that understanding, if you have that realization, then for the first time you have a different relationship with the master. Now you are in tune because you have seen what he's talking about. Up to that point, everything is just the mind. Everything gets filtered through your mind. That means misunderstandings, fighting, protection, judgment, anger. Because you is too much you there. When that is gone, then you have a realization that you are not all that. Then for the first time, there is truly devotion springing up from inside, which is a very deep understanding. It's not in your doing. It's your own heart that is understood, that bows down to the truth. Up to that point, it will be a hard work. Show me your face that you had before you were born. Then the disciple comes with something. Whatever he says, the master says, "Go back, you bastard. Don't tell me this nonsense." Maybe a whole year goes, the poor disciple comes back. Pam! Very hard. Zen is very hard. That's how they did. And only that technique. Here you can cut out as much as you want on the way. But meditation is as important. You have to investigate yourself. You cannot be tricky. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Don't be tricky with yourself. And you are playing games and tricks and dramas with other people that you have to stop with first. Otherwise, there's no way that you come closer to yourself. Because you live in the outside, all your so-called problems is in the outside. So that you have to first clean. Only then you can go in, then you will start seeing your inner problems, your inner unconsciousness. You have to face, everybody has to face the loneliness, your fears, your boredom. And boredom, this I hear many times from people, and also young people, teenagers, they get bored. It's totally mind-boggling for me. Life is so amazing. How is boredom possible? Life is just so exquisite, living. Just living, looking at the clouds. My God, so nice. Sitting by the river, listening to the river. My God, what a song. But you are so lost outside that you have totally forgotten your own value, your own richness, which is very, very sad. This is the meaning of Jesus saying you have to become like a child. What is a child? Is a child bored? No, not up to a certain age at least. When you start growing up and becoming a teenager, then you start getting bored. But the four-year-old child, and that's what Jesus means, somebody who's innocent. The whole day they can sit trying to make a little sandcastle. And it breaks down and then they start again. And it's so interesting. At the end of the day, the mama says, "We go home." "No, I don't want to go. I'm not finished." But the waves will come. Soon the castle is gone. That doesn't matter because they live in the moment. Exactly like that. There is no past, there is no future. Everything is here. Then you're totally alive. And that you have forgotten. You have forgotten how to be in the moment. This is what Lao Tzu is saying. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. It's the only place to be where you can be happy. And you cannot be in the present if you haven't faced yourself. If you haven't faced your loneliness, your anger, your fear, your boredom. Because it's all those things belong to the mind. So, all the masters, and I see this again and again, I can talk about this in a thousand different ways, but it all comes down to your identification with your ego, that you are somebody. That is the bottom line. All suffering comes from your ego, which is your identification with who you think you are. And you are not who you think you are. And the poor enlightened ones have to again and again try to hammer this in and get you to look beyond your mind. Which is really mind-boggling, that you are not the one you think you are. And when that is gone, that mind or that ego, then there is no boredom, and there is no fears, and there is no loneliness. The ego, you as somebody, becomes lonely, that is suffering. As a nobody, as a clean being, you are lonely, not loneliness. You are in aloneness. Alone. You know the reality, everybody is alone. And out of that, knowing that aloneness, life becomes much more beautiful because everything is a gift. What a miracle we can meet in that aloneness. We can take care of each other. Loneliness, you are a beggar. You want somebody to fill you. You cannot stand yourself, always hankering for something outside. If you know your aloneness, then everything becomes a gift. You know you are alone, everything is peaceful. You're not the beggar anymore. In that aloneness, you can be together. That is a miracle. Loneliness is suffering. Aloneness is bliss. Who can find peace? Again, only those who longs for peace can find peace. If you are unconscious, you end up in all kinds of places. How can you find peace if you go to the battlefield, to the war? I remember Papaji said many times these kind of stories. If you want the sweet mango, and you still go to the fish market, and then on top of it, you are complaining that you don't find the sweet mango. Whose fault is that? And that's how people are. Because they don't really know, they don't really longing. They say that, but they don't really. If you really long, you will find. And you will stay away from the fish market. If you want peace, you won't go to the battlefield. You will go to the mountains. You will go to the nature. You will go to peaceful people. You have to watch yourself. Where do you put yourself? What do you do? How do you live? You have to become real. The real only enters into the real. Only lovers understand the language of love. There's no way around it. In me, there is just leftovers of a fragmented mind. I'm in pure despair, my Lord. Great. Then freak out. Just don't sit there and tear your hair out. Start freaking out, going banana. Like a wild animal, you can run around. Sumera has a good property there. You can crawl around naked on your fours and eat grass and roll in the swamp, in the mud there. And Sumera will, he will understand. Oh, that's just Sugandhi. She's doing a primal therapy for Babaji, healing herself. And if that is too difficult, then you should do some primal, you should do Fischer Hoffman, you should do something where you are. Because all this is just from the past. And maybe things from your childhood and something started. You have to take responsibility where you are. And many people need that. I'm in pure despair. So, maybe, I don't know, but maybe there is time for change. Do you feel? That would be great. Because you say that is finished and I hate myself, what had I done? There's no excuses, I lied 1,000 times out of fear. What is it, the truth? What is the life we are looking for? I'm not looking for anything. And you are saying we. You should say me. What am I looking for? Still you don't take responsibility. You say we. Who we? Let people take care of themselves. You have nothing to do with anybody else. You should focus on yourself. That's what I'm saying every day. Take responsibility, look at yourself. What the fuck do you have to do with anything? What do you know about we? I'm not looking for anything, that's for sure. What is the truth? What is the life we are looking for? Why so much suffering? There's no suffering. And if you have suffering, look what brings suffering into you. Not that we are suffering. You have to take responsibility. We are so angry. No, you are angry. Then be responsible. Where is this anger coming from? We are suffering. No, we are not suffering. You are suffering. How come I'm suffering? This is who am I. You have to look at yourself. Where does this come from? This is what I mean with courage. This is what I mean with studying yourself. This is what I mean by being real and becoming more real. You have to understand. It won't help if I tell you. You have to investigate yourself. What do you do to yourself that creates suffering? For you, not for we. For yourself, you have to become responsible. It's so difficult to understand because you never have been taking responsibility. And you never took any feedback either. Anybody who wants to give any feedback to some people, you start freaking out in protection. You are protecting your own suffering because you're not ready to see the truth. And then you say, I long for the truth. I'm ready for freedom. I long for peace. This is part of it here. To get reflected. That is what the Sangha is for also. We suffer in a golden bed. What is missing? You suffer in a golden bed. Mahavir doesn't even have a bed. What to say about suffering? Maybe that is the answer. No bed, no suffering. Fuck the bed. Pling. The answer to my question. No bed, no suffering. So easy. The master have spoken. Sleep only on the moss for the rest of the summer and see. No suffering will be there. Maybe ants, but no suffering. Maybe mosquitoes, but no suffering. Ants is innocent people. No problem. But suffering is very bad. Very bad. Very, very, very bad. Suffering is suffering bad. So, take my advice. Up to you. What should we do? You ask me. I said, no bed. Not even golden bed. We suffer in a golden bed. What is missing? I don't know. And we are not suffering in the golden bed. You are suffering. Most people have no problem with the bed. You have problem with bed. You have problem with everything. My God. A problem, open problem, 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 problem. Then start from the bottom. Bed, no bed. Then, as you rise in consciousness, you go deeper and deeper problem. Take them out, throw them out. Suffering, beds, anger, pillow, everything out. Fuck it. I'm free. Who cares? I've been very, very happy sleeping in on the earth. No problem. I had much bigger problems than ants. Scorpions were there. Scorpion, very good. To face your fear, scorpion. I'm coming home just with candle in the night. Where's my, in the jungle. Then scorpion sitting on my pillow. My God, should I sleep here? No, I want to run. The mind said, run, run, scorpion, scorpion. But I'm living here. Where can I sleep if I don't sleep on my bed? Then sitting, waiting, looking, scorpion. Then one time, scorpion go. Then Baba lay down, put head there. Then facing little fear. That is nothing. Practice. Then I will supply. Even here I will find scorpion. Scorpion, snakes, everything we can supply. Otherwise, go to India there, go and live in the jungle there. Then they have for free, no?
Nothing to gain, nothing to know, nothing to lose, nothing to do but let go. Let's rest here where the future and the past disappear. Here in the sanctity of now. Nothing to prove, nothing to own, no one to be. Nowhere to move, already home, already free. Let's just stay in the cave of the heart today.
So the whole art, first you have to break up to see what you really want, because you haven't taken a decision. You are still just lost in so many things on the outside, so you have to be dedicated to the search, to yourself. You have to be responsible for yourself. Then it's a big journey to find back to yourself, to find your own heart. No? Then when you find your heart, you have to settle in there, in the cave of the heart, to become steady. Not again lose it by all the temptations and all your mind and all the ideas and all the dreams. This is what I want. I want peace. Then it's always there. You have to prove yourself to your own heart. You have to be real. So maybe it is time now. You also say, if my consciousness is my God and it is built by lies, fears and greed, then how can I find peace? You don't know about your consciousness, because consciousness is way beyond any lie, fear and greed. Consciousness is just consciousness. When I talk about consciousness, it is freedom itself, it is clarity. Consciousness is you, not your intellect, which is part of your mind. That intellect that you use personally, that is part of your ego structure, your mind. That is full of lies, fears and greed. That can never find peace. Only when you leave that into a higher realm of yourself, into the heart, into peace, beyond the mind, only then can you find peace, which is consciousness. You don't know about consciousness, you only know the mind, which is suffering, which is lies, which is fears, which is greed. The journey is to come back to pure consciousness. It's very funny because all your suffering, all your problems, all your lies, all your conflicts, all everything can just be gone like that. But I see you have a lot of problems with this. It's something with the mind. I don't know what it is. It's something with this mind is like going on and on and on. Okay, then suffer, go on, till maybe one day it comes to that point, enough is enough. Then drop it. Then find out who you are without the mind, which means without suffering, and start living happily. That will be the day. Maybe you will have a happy face then, instead of hangdog face. Hafiz says, it used to be that when I would wake up in the morning, I could with confidence say, what am I going to do today? That is always a problem for somebody. Big responsibility, what am I going to do? Or should I just lay here in bed and be bored? What to do? But that was before the seed cracked open. That was before the seed cracked open. No, Hafiz is certain. There are two of us living in this body. When you realize that you are not separate from God, then everything changes. Ego is separation. Then it's always called. When you are in harmony with the whole, nothing can go wrong. No, Hafiz is certain. There are two of us housed in this body, doing the shopping together in the marketplace and tickling each other while fixing the evening food. He also say, you know, he wants to put the rope around. Put the rope around us so we never disappear like that. It's too cozy. Why should we separate? No, when I'm awake, all the eternal instruments play the same music. And what is that music? Is this a soundless sound? That is the music of the mystics. If you have woken up, is always there. Whatever is happening on the surface, you always are in touch with that sacred sound, the soundless sound. All the internal instruments play the same music. God, what love mischief can we do for the world today? This is exactly how I feel. That's why I love Hafiz. Oh God, what love mischief can we do for the world today? That's why some people call me a rascal. These people are rascals. What love mischief can we do? For the world today. And for people who are very serious, they don't like any fun, any jokes, any mischief, then this Hafiz says, I'm so sorry, but what can I do? So that is the difference. Before the seed crack open, then is always, what am I going to do? Now, after you are awake, there is no problem. Whatever we do or don't do. But we're not. You are staying here now in Sweden?
In Oslo.
In Oslo? And how did it go with your studying? Once a month you go, and then otherwise you work. Pa, very good. I got your letter, no? You wrote to me that something in a good space, something new came, an idea for looking for an education in traditional Chinese medicine. I started to feel excitement. And this came from a totally different place with a lot of energy. It felt much more profound and real. A great clarity and focus took possession of me. My heart beating, having absolutely no doubt about this being right. This is exactly how it is, because your whole system feels it. Only most people, they are not in tune. The mind is interfering even then. You have all the signs that this is the right thing to do. When it's right, you feel happy. It's easy. It's spontaneous, no? Effortless. In fact, it would be much more difficult to resist. That's how it is when it's easy, when it's right. And what does Babaji say? Easy is right. But for difficult people, it's hard to understand. Let's make it difficult. No, try it easy. So very good, Badrinath. You have to. Traditional Chinese. You have many people here, you can start practicing. Oh, wow! Everything fits perfect. Even the money is perfect. That's it. How is that possible, huh? Pa. I'm looking so forward to meet you soon in Satsang. Okay. Go for it. No, you will be even more happy now. Very lucky to find something that you enjoy doing, no? Many people have work they don't like. Beloveds, for thousands of thanks for you are showing me the way back to life. I am forever grateful. Love you, love Dharma. I know Dharma. Now it's a new thing. Now don't hold back anymore. Just jump in there. Accept it. I know it's almost too good to be true, but that is just far out. That is what I want. I want to awaken you to life, that you are alive, no? Everything is possible, no? And then out of that awareness that this life is so beautiful and is really happening, you become more and more conscious what you're doing with your life. How precious it is. Then you integrate that beauty, that gratefulness, that love into your life. Then everything becomes beautiful, no? Hey, Bhavya. Bali, how is Bali? Happy?
I long for you.
back from Spain now.
From you I come, to you I go, sometimes fast.
Is it good? Back,
sometimes slow. A this to say a this.
To stay.
Adanila na.
Not so much of suffering. At
this, to say, at this, Adanila, Anna, Juke, Juke, Eko, Vase. I long for you.
I long.
I long for you to be
loved. May everyone be happy.
Life, living life. A living song. From you I come. To you I go. Sometimes fast. Sometimes. Juke, juke, ekove.